Never said that.
Didn't you?
4 decades of hits all afternoon. Sunshine 855.
There you go.
Sunshine 855.
Yes.
Ludlow, Frontier. Yes.
That was unfair.
What was unfair?
You said it like with a sarcasm in your voice there.
Who, did I?
No, you did.
Who's you?
You I'm talking to. Howard, who's barking up the wrong tree.
You better introduce yourself to the listeners, dear boy.
No, you do that.
No, you do that.
I'm not going
to
do that.
Why?
I'm just, you know, I'm here to
You're not telling
English.
Me you're shy, are you?
That voice
I just come here
shy.
To learn how to speak English.
I'm not afraid to actually introduce myself. There's a man called Graham.
Yes.
Who a long, long time ago used to run a...
Unlicensed.
A pioneering. No, pioneering.
Pioneering
is the word.
Yes.
Yes.
Which one of the very few pirate stations in Europe to actually get a license and continue legitimately. They were fun days, weren't they, originally?
Howard, you're a sovereign.
Yeah. How long have you two guys known each other?
Oh, God, yonks.
Yeah.
Is it?
Absolutely yonks.
About 3 minutes.
Did you guys know each other when Sunshine was pioneering?
Well, yes. I mean, Graham had Sunshine going, and we were running a station in West London called Radio
Jackie.
Sovereign, which was a very curse. we were the very first all-gold format radio station in this country. So
they didn't like you, though, did they?
If you listen to Capital Gold these days, I think you hear very much what it used to be, but... No.
Howard, they didn't like you, did they?
They didn't like us?
No.
Oh, it was popular, mate.
How long was it there for, about?
Do you know, I don't know. I can't remember offhand. I mean,
was it years or...?
Like my wife, how many women have you slept with before? I can never remember.
It's 12, then. Yeah. 12 months.
It's probably about a year. Something like that.
How long was Sunshine pioneering for?
2 years.
Was it?
Yeah.
After you'd beaten him then?
Yeah, two and a half years.
So you've beaten him, so you're happy?
But we had, I don't know, 5 years before that.
Did you really?
Like on a Sunday.
Ooh, hey. Oh, all those heady days of pioneering. Mm. We'll talk more about that in a minute, yeah?
Will we?
Yes, we will.
Good.
Yeah. Thank goodness for that. what do you mean?
I'm not going to talk about the bribery and the corruption and everything else. I'm not going to...
No. Far from it. Loose ends, darlings. Now listen, you're going to say goodbye to Graham?
Goodbye to Graham. Graham, mate, ditch the license.
I've already done so.
He's done it already. Hey, listen.
12 months ago.
You get back and look after your pussy.
Well, yeah.
Get home quickly.
Got to go and repair those floorboards.
Absolutely. Howard,
all right, gang,
thanks a lot, mate.
Take care.
To be good. Cheers. Bye. Howard Rose, the editor of the radio magazine.
Tomorrow's Radio Jobs Today with Howard Rose from the radio magazine. Only on the Media Zoo.
Best mix of 4 decades. Sunshine is here now. Best songs ever made.
Sunshine 855.
This is how we do it. How we do it.
So tell me, Graham, how do you do it?
I wish you'd stop doing that.
It
sounds so professional, doesn't it?
It does rather, doesn't it?
In reality, it's not like that.
It is.
It isn't.
They love you.
Do they?
Yeah, I've heard them.
All right.
People told me. I listened to the documentary over the weekend on Early Network One, that brilliant one.
You told me this was going to be serious tonight.
What?
Me coming here, it was a serious thing, you know.
Well, it is a serious thing coming here.
But you're
trafficking. Serious.
Oh, serious.
Yeah, right.
But everybody's laughing here. I can't understand it.
Do you not find radio...
In radio,
radio doesn't have fun anymore, does it?
No.
Oh.
See, if you smile, somebody thinks that they're taking the mickey, you know.
No,
and
really?
Smack.
No.
It's true.
Are you telling me radio is deadpan these days?
No, you said that. I agree with you.
I'll tell you, most of it's crap. But there you go. Listen, what was it like in those pioneering... I mean, we heard the documentary over the week. Loads of people loved the Sunshine story. It was great. But what was it really like in those days? I mean, because, you know, I always imagine you looking over your shoulder to see if men's about to sort of thump you or nick your bits or take them away.
I mean, can we be honest here?
Go on.
You're really honest?
Yes.
It was good fun.
Was it?
Yeah, great fun.
Yeah, that's ruined the theory of...
But as far as... raids and things go, we were sort of like extra legal, you know.
Really?
They looked upon us as okay.
You're all like that.
And we used to bribe them as well. So.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, because it was a post office and it wasn't. What was it?
I don't know what
it was. Who was it then? Telecoms? Was it? Telecoms?
It would have been
telecom.
Should have been telecom by that time,
yeah, yeah. Grey vans they used to drive around.
It wasn't the post office then. No, it wasn't the the green ones.
We always had the nod when they were coming up the road.
So yeah, right. As they came up the hill.
Yeah.
Well, I suppose, was it a little road that would drive up to the farm?
Just one track.
So you could see them coming anyway. You see them looking again. Yeah. Oh, hang on a minute, Ned's they're coming.
They used to ring us up just to make sure that we could see them coming.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, how did you make money out of it to keep on the air that long?
Same as we do now.
What, advertising?
Blag it. Lie, cheap blag, whatever, I don't know. No, you sell airtimes.
If you're not listening to this, they're going to thump you when you get back. You know that, don't you?
Yeah, I'm always up for a fight, though.
Yeah, yeah.
No, we used to sell advertising.
But, I love the fact that on the documentary, there was the vicar, right, who admits he was on a pirate radio station.
Yeah, great.
But he thought it was a good deal to do it anyway. But, I mean, weren't the advertisers kind of like... Freaked out. Because would I buy a used car from you? No.
If you've ever been to Ludlow, which is in Shropshire, it's a very small town, got about 15,000 people, in average age 55.
Right.
Now. Then it was about 8,000 people.
Okay.
Average age then was about 40.
Uh-huh.
Right. And Ludlow's a mad place.
Are you just a bunch of rebels?
No, everybody's up for it. I mean, everybody was in it. The magistrates were involved, the police were involved. We used to play police cricket on a Sunday afternoon.
Really?
Oh, yeah. There's no pirate station, my man. It was real radio.
But eventually, you went. Was it
peacefully one night in its sleep?
Did it? Mm-hmm. Was it in its sleep or were you sort of...
Yeah. No, it was in its sleep.
Really?
Mm.
So what, did they take the transmitters away? No. Or the studios?
No,
or?
No, nothing like that.
So whose decision was it? Did they come and raid you, or did you just sort of go, oh, it's getting too heavy?
It's not getting too heavy at all. It's not heavy for me. Is it heavy for you?
I'm not looking down at what I'm holding.
Do you want to know about the deal? Yeah. You really want to know about the deal?
What happened? Why did you stop?
I had a phone call. Really? I had a phone call one night from a person, and it said change of government legislation.
Yeah.
One government body was putting another government body in court.
Uh-huh.
For not carrying out the fact that they could raid these stations.
Right.
And, sure this isn't too heavy?
No, yeah, no, okay. You're right.
So a phone call came and it said, you're going to get done in 2 days' time.
So
big stuff. Out of town police, out of town everybody, you know? Because in those days, they didn't know how to raid a station. They didn't know how to do it.
Right.
So they had everybody from all over the country get together in London.
Congregate somewhere, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. To learn how to do it.
Uh-huh.
And they did our London friends first.
Right.
And then the thing was, it was us to be about 2 days later.
So
I was having none of that.
No.
I was having none of that.
You didn't want your collar felt that way around, did you? No.
Having none of that. So I made a phone call.
Uh-huh.
And I did a deal. I said, you give us 3 months.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, we built this thing up. And I ain't having it slashed off just like that overnight.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what we did. And we made an arrangement where we stayed for about another, I think it was 3 months.
Yeah.
I try to get to six, but you know what it's like when you try to do deals. You know, it's three. We landed on 3 months.
Yeah.
And on the, we just carried out to the word on the I think it was the Wednesday night.
But nobody knew you were going off.
No.
Everybody cried.
Yeah, me basically, because I lost a job.
Yeah.
And a good income.
Yeah, that's right. That's what we like to hear.
No, it was, seriously, If it had just stopped, I think that probably would have been a bit of a war going on down there. Because there's no other radio stations around then.
All right.
You know, this was part
but surely of it. Surely your audience must have been really ticked off at that point and everybody got the ump.
Ticked off?
Yes.
Yeah, but we did it in the right way. We did it the sort of pro way because we knew that... Well, we were told, actually, that we'd have a licence within 12 months, which was complete...
Baloney.
Crap.
Yeah, crap.
And you're using your words.
Absolutely, right? You can use that. That's allowed.
But we went, we just went on.
Mm-hmm.
And after it closed down, we just sort of kept pioneering and we came on every now and then.
Did you really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That was sneaky.
Yeah, we came on every now and then just to show that we're still here and we can still do it, you know.
Yeah. And how long did it take before you got a licence?
8 years.
8 years?
Yeah.
So what you're telling me is a community of nearly 15,000 people
yeah.
had a voice.
Yeah.
It went away for 8 years yeah. before they got their voice back again.
That's right, and they kept on. There wasn't a month went by. A week
really?
Went by.
So what did you do? I mean, one day you're a radio boss.
Yeah.
The next day you're out of work.
Yeah.
What do you do?
You know what hedgehogs do?
Roll up in the bowl of
yeah,
dubbing.
That's it.
Drink vast amounts of...
yeah.
Yes, yeah.
It wasn't okay. quite like that. It was very similar. I mean, you just go off... Well, after being involved with something like that, for anybody that's listening would probably identify with this. If you've been involved with something as intense as that for 2 years,
right.
it's as if you had the arms being cut off, you know?
Sure.
So a tear come to our eyes.
Going back a bit, why did you bother in the first place? What made you start it?
Because I was told I couldn't do it.
I love that feeling.
You know, there was a friend of mine, Rob Bjarnold in Worcester, had pioneered for about... I like that word, pioneered.
It's good. It's what he was.
Yeah. For, I think, 6 years.
Uh-huh.
Cost him a lot of money to get Wyvern up and running.
Sure.
And I thought it would be a pretty good idea to do the same thing in Shropshire.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to the... Who was it then? The IBA.
Yes, it was.
And they just told me to run away, basically. You know, I said, go away. Because Shropshire is not big enough, they said.
Is that what they say?
Shropshire and Telford was not big enough to
warrant a radio
to hold it. Yeah,
that's bizarre.
So they said that they would never ever issue licences for the Shropshire, Herefordshire, or you know, I mean, Robert had a struggle to get Hereford and Worcester.
That's bizarre.
But I wasn't having none of that.
So. You've got that look in your eye all of a sudden.
Yeah.
There's that glow in your eye that says, sod it, I'm not stopping.
No, I never said sod it. I thought there's got to be a way around this.
And
at that time, I'd heard of a station in London mm-hmm. called Jackie. And we drove down there.
Great radio station.
Listened to it.
Yes.
I thought, this is it. This is it.
Now, you see, we would have been called sad for doing that because I drove to listen to Jackie in the same way that you did, and it was great radio.
Yeah.
And Peter, if you're listening, good evening, because I know you do, who's now got a great radio job, which I won't mention.
Mm.
But, Peter and the gang that were there, that they created a radio station where you felt that they were with you rather than at you all the time.
Mm.
And Sunshine appears to have got the same kind of feel from people that I've been speaking to the last few days.
Mm.
How do you achieve that?
It's because it gets into the roots.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about accountants running radio stations. It's about people.
Accountants.
This is why we all go bust.
Yeah.
It's not about that at all. It's because there's a spirit there. And I'm from the age where I believe that radio had a spirit.
Yes.
You know, could actually do things, help. You know, not just play three songs in a row and. Here we go with another.
Three
what do they
in a
say?
Row.
Playing the songs you can sing along to, and
the better music mix.
Hang on, no, we do that now.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh God.
Well, not every day, but most.
Oh, thank goodness for that. You can't do it every day.
Yeah.
But after all that, all the hassle you must have had at that time, and it must have been nerve wracking in the first 2 years, because if you're for, I mean, it must be like driving around with no tax on your car or something. Now that doesn't make sense in most parts of the world, but I mean, for us in England where we've got road tax on the car, it must be like driving around without road tax on your car because you're always looking.
Yeah,
yourself.
But the thing was, though, in those days, that law, that 1940 whatever act it was,
48
was
correct,
almost like opening a fish and chip shop on a Sunday.
Right.
You know, you pay your fine in a couple of weeks' time.
Uh-huh.
It was worth it to open it, you know, then just go. So the law then was a complete arse, as so many people said.
Sure.
But so that's how we did it.
Okay.
We went to court twice.
What were the fines?
The first fine was 50 quid.
No.
For 6 months.
As much as that?
Yeah, 50
Gosh.
Quid.
Yes.
And the second fine was 600.
Ooh, that hurt.
Nah.
Nah?
Nah.
Was that just an hour's advertising?
And I didn't...
half an hour's advertising.
We didn't have the equipment confiscated on the first time round, but the second time round we did.
No, what did you let them confiscate?
Yeah, we had to deliver it to the we had to deliver it to the local post office on a lorry. But you know something?
What?
It fell off the lorry on a bend.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, how sad.
And when we got there, there wasn't much on the lorry.
What, no?
And these guys said, where is everything?
Yeah.
And the guy said it fell off on the bend just past Greet. So they went back to have a look for it, and the farmer said, you ain't having that because it's on my land.
No.
Yeah.
So he kept it.
Yeah.
And then...
next day it was back together
disposed
again.
Disposed of it, as you do.
Yeah. That was good fun.
Oh, yeah, it's better by the minute.
Yeah.
Right, so, okay, you've
and
got...
There's more.
When he got round to...
Who's listening to this?
Well, if we go on the current status view from those I was talking to yesterday, it's about 22 million people.
How many?
22 million.
Million?
Yes.
Isn't this just going around this town?
No.
Isn't
no,
this...
No,
this isn't a special service
no,
license?
No.
What
is this? This is just community radio for the world.
Oh, right.
Don't you know?
It's Merlin Network, why?
Absolutely. So, okay, you eventually got a license... After all the grief, all
yeah,
the
but hang on, can I just interrupt you?
Yeah.
I mean, after all,
well, you do it all day.
All right, okay. You say we eventually got a license,
yeah.
Right? Yeah, I mean, we had this for 8 years, right? And we got this sort of community thing together, and we wanted the license. We persuaded people. The Radio Authority came on, and do you know what they went and did?
What
they went and advertised it.
Pardon me.
they went and advertised the fact there's a license up for grabs in the Ludlow, South Shropshire. They never give it to us.
So you had to fight for
it. Had another fight then. It's one hell of a fight.
You're impressed, aren't you?
No, not at all.
You really are impressed. I like this.
I think what we'll do this time round is to apply for a digital license, stop anybody else applying for it next time round.
Well, that's the deal, isn't it?
That's right.
Digital technology is going to do a lot in the next 2 years. Yeah. Trust me.
22 million.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Sorry. Mm. You got the license, eventually. How different was the original license, Sunshine, to the pioneering version?
Totally different, because we didn't quite know what to do the second time round.
Well, why was it so different? You had a successful formula. It was working.
Yeah, yeah.
The people loved you. You had advertisers.
Yeah.
I love the man with the I'll clear your slurry stuff out.
Yeah. But the whole point about this is that anybody that's worked in radio or been involved with a station unlicensed, like someone is of the old days, you know, you can never recreate it again.
No.
You can never get back round to that same flamboyancy, you know that.
Yeah.
So it took a lot of effort to get back into that sort of community.
Right.
And we found that in 8 years' time, it was difficult because there was more services and Ludlow could receive more signals. And
right.
And we had more power in those days and we could be heard further.
Pardon?
Nowadays, we can't be heard that far.
You're telling me you've got lower power today than what you had then?
Yeah.
How much output power do you have?
What now?
Years.
About 100 watts, 150 watts, I think.
He's making sure he's going to be right.
Yeah.
How much power did you use for the other
license
version?
Here before?
Yeah, you check the license. How much power do you use nowadays?
About 1,000.
Did you?
Mm.
Oh,
well, and we had FM as well.
Oh, right. Mm. So you had both sides of it covered.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Do you find that not having FM is a barrier? Is a problem to you?
Depends. What every accountant will tell you that FM is where it is.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, they talk crap.
Yeah, and apparently programmers that look at everybody else's playlists and check music industries, and because the big stations are playing these songs, they're supposed to play it as well. You know, they'll tell you that's where FM is. But I think where we live, AM is still it's still there.
Yeah, it's good signal as well.
It's bad.
Is it?
You can't hear the damn thing at night time.
No, because you get clobbered a bit, don't you?
This is another thing which I had to beef about with the radio authority, yeah? I mean, we have
Go on, tell me.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Go on, then.
Let me tell you.
On you go. Get on with it.
They put a business plan together. So we did.
Right.
We put a business plan together to run a radio station.
Yeah.
How long does a radio station run for? 24 hours a day?
Yes.
Right. We can only be heard 10 hours a day. So our business plan, we can't do nothing at night time. We can't advertise at night time because nobody can hear the thing.
Ah.
Like 5 miles down the road, that's the end of Sunshine.
Five miles
down the road, that's the end of it. Daytime, 25.
Well, why do you lose out at night? What happens?
Well, because we can't make any money at night time, so consequently...
What happens to the signal then? Does somebody nick it?
Well, you're the experts. You tell me. It's these foreign stations like Merlin come belting in.
We're not on that frequency. We've got enough of our own.
You would if you had the chance, though, wouldn't you?
Absolutely.
Spaniard
is a problem, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's an easy way, though.
So we have to just get our business done in the morning and daylight.
Oh,
yeah.
Poor old bunny.
Okay. It's good stuff.
Having said all that, Winchpot,
I'm not white.
But you still find it interesting enough to actually want to go on the air yourself. A lot of bosses don't do that. They get to a certain point and they go, I can't be anymore.
Mm.
And they don't. How come you stayed on the broadcast side?
I think, Sunday was always a fun sort of day.
Because people in the Ludlow area might be going, A?
Yeah.
I've never heard this geezer called Graham on a Sunday.
I'm not a jock. I'm not a disc jockey. I just sort of have a laugh, you know. I believe that radio is there for people to use, enjoy, have a laugh. It's not going to... I shouldn't say things like this, but it's not going to save the world. Local radio is not going to save the world. It doesn't inform too much. Not really too much.
It can be part of a community, surely.
Yes, but it still has to be there to make people smile. I think nowadays people have to smile a little bit more. You know?
Yeah, exactly. You know? Well, talking of communities, because I know there's a lot of you down there, German-speaking people, let's do this quick message. From the Deutsche Welle. Just out of interest, if you're in Bombay, you're very likely going to be hooked up to cable, because that's about one of the best ways of picking up outside services there. So if you've got a thing called In Cable Net, in not too many minutes' time, you will have the Deutsche Welle on there. That's a first for them. Well done, Wilner. You've done very well with that, dear boy. Where does Sunshine go now? And don't tell me 5 miles down the road, either.
It's going to Merlin Network One.
We've made that pretty obvious. I mean, what is the future for local radio stations?
To get even more local, I still think that the programmers have got to come off, get off their arse a bit and just actually... I mean, I will say this, our programmer, mm-hmm. our beloved programming guy, mm-hmm. has never walked into Ludlow in 4 years.
That wasn't dead air. We did not tell
the truth. No, that's true. You want me to tell the truth? I'm telling the truth.
No, I prefer that.
This guy will not walk into town.
Why not?
Because he's shy.
Is it? Oh, bless.
He doesn't want to know.
Oh. He doesn't want to know, or is he just shy?
He's just very shy.
Oh, that's all right, then. As long as he's a shy little bunny.
And he's a lazy sod.
Well, have you noticed, because you're a boss of a radio star, I mean, we can talk together here. Have you noticed that most of them are pretty bone idle?
They all are.
It's funny, that, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, fully grown men talking about records. Oh, sorry, songs. They always talk about records or songs.
Yes.
These programmers nowadays, they never talk about the listener. Not once. You get into a jock's room where they're all in there just squeaking around like a, you know...
As they do.
They're all raving about records and songs and what's going to be number one in the charts, and this is Live from America. But they never talk about Mrs. Jones, who could be listening in the front room.
Have they not tumbled the fact that without listeners they're out of a job?
No, they don't know that.
Oh, that's too clever, is it?
It's too clever. Because they're not
sorry.
Different breed now.
Are we bitching, lads? Are we getting into bitch mode here, do you think?
Has the bitch light come on yet?
No, we weren't listening.
They're getting bored.
Yeah, absolutely. But it's true, though, isn't it? The most radio seems to be... I mean, they might as well be talking on a piece of string and two wet cans to their mate next door, rather than the rest.
They all might as well be... GW, I've got every admiration for the operation, because they've done it in such a way where they've now got the monopoly and nobody else can actually hear anything else in their area, so it doesn't really matter what they do. And it's very cheap.
You'd be amazed how many listeners we've got in GWR areas.
Okay, so they can play four songs in a row or six, and they can say that we're going to have this mini concert now, they can do this. But to produce speech programmes is very expensive. And if you don't get it right...
Speech programming is expensive, isn't it?
It is, if you try and do, you know, topical. I mean, we're
not doing news.
We're talking about history now. I mean, that's easy to do because it's all in your head. But if you've got to try and produce it and go out with viewers and produce programming and bring it back and edit it and get it...
Sure. Viewers, you mean listeners?
Viewers.
Viewers.
He means one of those things we tape on. Gosh.
What's he going on about? What does he want me to say?
I think he wants you to just go into mini disc or something.
Oh,
like
sorry, mini disc.
Yeah, that'll make him happy now.
Then you come back and you have to edit. It takes time.
Yeah.
And I mean, what's he paid? He's got to be on, what, 25 quid an hour?
Blimey.
It takes 10 hours to make a 5-minute radio program.
Do you really get him that cheap?
Well, it's, I don't know. And that's just 5 minutes.
Can you negotiate him down to that much for me? I'm going to give you commission.
Sorry,
of it. Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't want I didn't want to. You know, I didn't want to do that.
No,
but you know what I'm saying? It's very easy to produce music programs.
Yes, and you don't have to think that much either.
No. And you have to. All you have to say is playing more of the songs you can sing along to. This is better music mix.
Talking of which, because we ain't gonna have any of that. Mm. Talking of which, you got a great program on a Sunday, which we've got a bit of it here somewhere. But hang on, where are we? There it is.
It's there.
Yes, that's Arnold.
It's our flagship.
It's flagship.
It is.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's the best program we put out.
I thought you were going to say yours was.
No.
I thought, well, Arnold could be second to you.
Ian Perry and Al on Sunday afternoon is the best programme.
Dear listener, you have to listen to a couple of minutes of this, because this is unbelievable.
You're in tune with Sunshine 855.
How do to you? Aye, this is your old friend Arnold with you again as we get together around the reassuring glow from the old Volve Wireless for another gramophone recital and share the sounds of many a black shellac gem from the days when records used to go round at 78 RPM. Oh, I should say so.
Let it play.
The man is a star, isn't he?
I mean, that is just typifies local stuff.
You're talking personality radio here, darlings.
I'm sorry, but yes, we are. I mean, that is a two-hour programme.
For goodness sake, don't apologise for it. We need more of it.
I'm proud of it.
Absolutely.
That is a two-hour programme which goes out every Sunday between 6 and 8.
Do you reckon you could talk, we'll use your early Sunshine terms here. Do you reckon you could con Alan into doing a special that we could play out on the network?
Yeah,
you reckon you could do that?
Yeah, he'd be great on Merlin, wouldn't he?
Yeah, wouldn't it be just?
Has your old friend Arnold on Merlin Network
One? I reckon we could have some of that. Yeah. Now, as you quite rightly said, the problem with a lot of radio is there's nowhere else to go. There is now, because you're going to come and join us. Because is it going to be your show that's going to go out?
We're not quite sure yet, are we?
Yes.
But probably, yes.
Probably, yes.
Or that one you just heard.
Probably, yes. John will appear on the wireless doing his thing. And possibly playing records.
Yeah. And songs.
Why do you have to call them songs?
Look, if you want to be in this business, you've got to talk hip and trendy. You've got to call them songs.
Tut.
Not tracks.
Crap.
Or LPs.
Poo.
Or CDs.
What are they going on about?
24/7. 365-855.
And you mustn't have American jingles like that.
Oh, right.
No.
You're not allowed them, aren't you?
No, we never do anything like that.
Am I losing the plot here somewhere?
No, I'm starting to, you know.
Yeah, I mean, what's wrong with it? I mean, if you're playing a record, why can't you just play a record?
I quite agree with you. I'm just sort of saying how the industry see it, how the programming type people see it, yeah?
All right.
The A-list and the B-list and the C-list.
Yeah, but I'd be interested to know from some of these programmers how important that is because there is a thing like Music Week, for example, which they all go looking at and they all say, X record played Y and Z places.
Yeah.
How can a record get to number 40 if nowhere else in the charts, if no radio stations are playing it?
Pass.
Well, I know, because we don't count in Music Week.
Mm.
This radio station doesn't count.
Mm.
And frankly, we don't care. We don't give a damn. But we can get records to number 40 in the charts, because we were the only radio station playing a track 2 years ago.
Yeah, but it's an industry benchmark. You see, this is what it is. It's like the radar, isn't it? Here we go. It's like the radar. If the radar say you've got 17.6%, you've got 17.6%.
Basically, it means everybody can be lazy and do bugger all.
Yeah. Right. You don't do your own research. I mean, we know we got more than that, okay?
Chris has got another one brewing up. Go on.
Now, playing more of the songs you like. More of the songs you like.
Isn't this fun?
Sunshine.
Songs.
We don't do that either.
That is so old-fashioned. Songs comes out in the 1940s. Mm. Hello, wake up.
Okay, so they're records now, then.
All right. Yeah, okay,
we'll change it records. Playing more of the records you can sing along to.
That was my little daughter of 4.
No, I'm not an authority. You shouldn't put me on. I'm not an authority on this, because Music Week...
Graham, are they strong songs?
Yeah.
Oh, strong.
Hey.
The strong songs.
One more, Chris.
Sunshine 855. Finally, a radio station that's just right. Not too hard and not too soft.
What does that mean?
Bugger all in my
book. What does it really mean?
Not too hard.
And not too soft.
You got a floppy tranny radio.
Say?
What?
Bullshit.
Yeah, I know he's bull. Yeah, that'll do.
What it means, I'm told, it means a transition from a fast song into a slow song. Of course, I mean, your listener would know that, wouldn't they?
Of course.
Well, not does a jock just say, okay, we're going to play a slow song or a slow record?
Honestly, I often think he's the best option here, but we seem not to.
It's American. You see, the youngsters, they're controlled by America. They look at American music radio and they look at the big stations. They look at Capital, BRMB, all the successful stations, the big ones.
Youngsters,
yes.
Pay attention. If I've got one, I've got 1,000 letters from people listening to us in the USA who all say it's great to have real radio back because we don't like the rubbish we're getting locally.
Yeah. It's another music-powered weekend. Music-powered weekend. This is Sunshine.
Warning. And I'm not kidding you, dear listener. If I've got one, I've got 1,000 letters like that from the US and they keep coming in regularly. Watch the change. We are due for one.
Imagination is required. Paintbrushes, that little bit of a... You know, guess what I'm going to do next.
Listen, thank you very much for joining us. We've got a dive on. I hope it wasn't too traumatic, the wrong side of the microphone for you.
Which is the M25? Is that way? Which way round do I go?
That way. Oh. And nice to have Sunshine on board with us. We look forward to that very, very soon. And Graham, good luck for the future, mate.
Take it easy.
Ah, cool. We've got to move on really rapidly, because I've got to talk to Uncle Joe a bit quickly as well, haven't I? Or shall I do that?
You'll have to do it later.
Later, after we've done the things, will I?
Yes, give us a bit of a menu.
A menu. What he means by that, dear listeners, he wants me to tell you what's coming up next. Hold on a minute. Play a jingle. Go on, play a jingle. Go on, play the jingle.
Call and win on 01584 877 855.